For forestry.
Today is June 9th, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources coming to you live from Hearing Room 174. Today is the work session on House Bill 5019. We'll go ahead and open up a work session and turn it over to Mr. Stainer.
Good morning, members of the subcommittee. Today's work session is on House Bill 5019. This is the budget bill for the Department of Forestry. We go jump right into this. You've seen your work session package. You have the LFO memorandum as your first item up. And the budget for the Department of Forestry includes a number of items. And first I'll go over this little list of bullets, and then we'll go into each one of the packages. The first is a phase-out of expenditure authority and appropriations for emergency fire costs during the 2013 and 14 fire seasons. It's $42 million in general fund and about $124 million in other funds. It also phases out $2.885 million in lottery funds for 2013-15 biennium investment in the Federal Forest Restoration Program. And then we have a reestablishment of $3.0 million of federal fund expenditure limitation for purchase of lots of land in the Gilchrist State Forest that were phased out of the current service level budget. The addition of one position and the partial funding of an existing position funded with general fund to support Rangeland Fire Protection Association activities, a provision of $500,000 of general fund for grants to Rangeland Fire Protection Associations for Rangeland wildfire threat reduction. We've got discontinuation of 9 vacant positions, 8.66 FTE in the state forest program, increase in other funds expenditure limitation in the agency administration program. Therefore, budgetary restorations, technical position adjustments, and reclassification of certain information technology positions. In addition, we've got a new $5.0 million lottery funds for the expansion of the federal forest health program so they can implement that program statewide. And there's one-time funding for the implementation of 2 incremental enhancements to the Forest Activity Electronic Reporting and Notification System, or FERNS. And there's some ongoing funding in there also for maintenance and support of this system. There's a $6 million appropriation included in the agency's budget bill for general fund to the Emergency Board for allocation to the Department of Forestry for severity resources, and totaling $4 million, and anticipated catastrophic fire insurance premiums for the second year of the biennium, totaling $2 million. So we move on in the package, and I think those of you who are traveling electronically, we're into starting on page 3 and 4. I'm sorry, 4 and 5 have overviews of the entire budget for Department of Forestry, and then we get into agency administration as our first division. And beginning on page 6, the electronic version, is the first package for the agency administration. This is package 181, services and supplies shortfall. And this package partially restores expenditure authority for services and supply expenses of the agency administration program. This is $580,000 in other funds. And all of the packages in the agency administration, virtually all the agency administration packages, are funded through a prorate where they assign the costs to the various operating divisions of the agency. So the $580,000 other funds, there's going to be a general fund component that flows through the other divisions, and we'll talk about it as we get through these packages. And then there's also other funds allocations for those divisions that are funded without other funds. So in that, the underlying funding source for this particular package is a general fund transfer of $269,000 from the Fire Protection Forest, private forest programs, and the remaining $310,000 is from all of the other agencies' operating programs. Part of this funding, in addition to restoring service and supply expenses that had been reduced in previous budgets, a portion of this funding is going to be used by the agency during the current biennium in order to do the initial planning and preparation for the implementation of an integrated enterprise purchasing and procurement system that will interface with ODF's current accounting system. The idea is to replace the antiquated purchase order system that they've been using so that they can have a system that is operable from purchasing from request to payment. This program was a originally requested as for funded bond funding as a pop in the agency's budget, but after taking a look at it, it wasn't quite ready for funding yet, and so the agency is in talks with the LFO and leadership. The agency is using a portion of the funds in this package to get that project ready to fund, and we expect that the agency will going to bring that request forward in the 2016 legislative session and look for funding in that package. So moving on, package 182 is agency administration technical adjustments, and this contains technical adjustments to existing positions. These are all positions in that provide centralized administrative functions rather than program-specific functions. And what these adjustments do is they bring the funding sources and classifications that align the funding with the actual position, what the actual positions are doing. This is a decrease in federal funds of $219,000 and an increase of other funds of $335,000 for a total funds change of $116,182. This POP brings a position and also brings a position that's partially funded in administrative agency administration, but is actually housed in the Fire Protection Division. So it's going to pull that out of Fire Protection Division, bring it into the agency administration, and fund it entirely in the agency administration program. And so we'll see a corresponding package in the Fire Protection Division as well. Package 184 is an IT restructuring. This basically is a reclassification for a number of positions, four positions in agency administration to bring those positions in line with their actual duties. There's a small, nearly $30,000 other funds expenditure associated with this in the current biennium. But this basically allows these positions to perform the kind of activities that that are being required of them within a classification that's appropriate for the work that's being done. Package 105, this is an entirely lottery fund package. This is $5 million for funding for the Federal Forest Restoration Initiative. And for those of you, I'm sure that most of you are familiar with this, but for those that are not, during the last biennium, there was $2.885 million that was dedicated to this program that were primarily used on the east side for dealing with federal forests in the Blue Mountains, the Wallawas, the Ochocos. And it's been a fairly successful program, and the agency's been able to have good quantifiable results from these investments. And they would like to expand this package on a statewide basis. And the package, the funding of the $5 million in the package is split between collaborative group support, which is $1.3 million, state and federal partnership work, which is $3.375 million, and then program management administration is about $325,000. The grants to collaborative groups will be managed by the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. Four new limited duration positions are established in the program, as well as an increase in a number of seasonal positions, the number of months that seasonal positions are working. So you have a total number of positions of four, but full-time positions end up being 7.64 due to that increase in those seasonal positions. So moving on, we're going to go straight into the
quick question on that. Yeah,
certainly.
Sir,
answer.
On the collaborative, is there any breakdown, I want to make sure, between East and new programs on the West? Is there any dedicated money for where the $5 million goes as far as on the ground?
Co-Chair Rayfield, Senator Hansel, no, there isn't in this budget.
Okay,
it's not dedicated in the budget, but I'm sure that the agency would be glad to provide you with a detailed plan of how they're gonna distribute those funds. So moving on to the Fire Protection Division, the first item is a purely technical adjustment. This is Package 113. There were some non-limited other funds authority loaded into the base budget of the agency during the budget, the initial budget creation process, and it was just an error about where it was located in the budget. And so to adjust for that, you'll see no values in this because it just removes the. It just removes that establishment from the base budget of the agency. Package 119 is dealing with Rangeland Protection Association support. The agency currently provides some limited support to Rangeland Protection Associations, and this package, and part of that's done through some federal funds, but it's not, those federal funds aren't necessarily appropriate for the level of support that was being provided. So this package removes a portion of those federal funds and replaces them with general fund, and then adds another position to provide support for rangeland protection associations. The package converts this existing federally funded position to a split funding between general fund and federal funds, and it also adds one new position for a total of two positions dedicated to the program. The majority cost of personal services, the existing employee continues the coordination activities, finding grant equipment acquisition opportunities, and general program management. The additional full-time position provides administrative support, helping the associations with their federal and state paperwork requirements, budgets, and completing reimbursements of insurance costs. Package 120 is a complementary package to Package 119, and Package 120 provides a one-time appropriation of $500,000 in general fund for grants to support rangeland wildfire threat reductions. Both of these packages are part of the initiative to protect sage-grouse habitat in the eastern part of the state. This $500,000 of general fund will be is allocated to the agency so that they can create a grant program that will then be administered by the Watershed Enhancement Board and distributed to these organizations, whether they're counties or actual rangeland protection associations, for funding of their ongoing operations. The next packages that you see in fire protection, package 181 or the package 180 series, these are all the packages within fire protection to expend general fund that will be transferred to the agency administration for the packages that we'd already discussed in agency administration. So package 181 is the general fund portion of the services and supplies shortfall from fire protection. Package 182 is the general fund portion of these agency technical adjustments, as well as a reduction in other funds from fire protection for the position that was moved to agency administration. Package 184 is the general fund portion from fire protection for the IT restructuring. Are there any questions there? Sure. So moving on into the state forest program. The state forest program, the major package in the state forest program is the reduction of these positions. There's nine positions, 8.66 FTE. These positions had been working on common school fund lands and change previously, but because of changes in the management of the LA Forest, those positions have not been needed and in fact have been vacant. And so all this package does, it removes the positions from the agency's budget and removes the expenditure authority. So package 802, this is a $3 million federal funds expenditure limitation package, and this is reestablishing this expenditure authority for the use of federal grants, which the agency has already received to purchase lots to be added to the Gilchrist State Forest. This was this $3 million was established in the 2013-15 biennium, but the agency did not complete the purchase of these. So all we're doing is we're reducing their expenditure authority in the 2013-15 biennium, and we're reestablishing it in the 2015-17 biennium so that this purchase can be completed. Okay, moving on into the private forest program. The first program we have is package 151. This is the electronic notification systems maintenance. This is for the fern system. And in your package farther down, I'm sorry this is a little awkward this way, but farther down in your package, there's a memorandum from the Information Technology Subcommittee of the Ways and Means. The agency came in and discussed this package 151 with the Information Technology Subcommittee in detail about what was going to happen with this two-part upgrade to the fern system, and the agency presented a very compelling story about what has been done to the system so far and what they would like to do in the next biennium to upgrade the system. And the Information Technology Subcommittee has, in fact, recommended the this position be approved by this subcommittee should the funds be available for it. And LFO has recommended this package be approved. And this includes one-time resources to plan and implement two incremental enhancements to the FERN system, and also an ongoing funding required for maintenance and support of the system. The original FERNS project was a result of recommendations made as part of an independent assessment of the agency's operation of the Forest Practices Act. And the project has been undertaken in a phased multi-release method from 2012 to present. Throughout the project's life cycle, ODF has worked with and provided regular status reports to the Office of the Chief Information Officer and the Legislative Fiscal Office. And this package addresses two primary shortcomings of the existing FERN system. Those are public subscriber access and enhanced reporting and workflow improvements. Tertiary benefits include the resolution of existing bugs and user enhancements of the existing system. The majority of the work will be completed using contracted IT services, and a limited duration position is for project management. So as recommended by the Information Technology Subcommittee, ODF will work closely and report to the Office of the State CIO and the LFO on a regular basis throughout the enhancement project, and also ODF will acquire independent quality management services and submit the updated business case, project management documents, risk assessment, and quality control reviews to the CIO's office and the LFO for stage gate review. The total funding of this program is $1.397 million. It's about $838,000 in general fund and $558,000 in other funds. The remaining packages in private forests are similar to the packages in fire protection in that they provide for the general fund support for the agency administration packages, and those are packages 181, 182, and 184. Debt service is standard debt service for existing debt, and there is a package for lottery funds debt service. There's a reduction in total debt service due to the actual revenue and expenditures anticipated for the 15-17 biennium for the Department of Forestry. This is just updated from the original debt service that was projected at the time the budget was being formed. And that concludes the LFO's recommended changes to the agency's budget. So back to our memorandum. We're just looking for a motion.
And Senator Hansel, would you like Forest Integra to come up and chat a little bit about the Forest Collaboratives?
Sure, that would be fine. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Morning, Chair Redfield, members of the committee. Good for morning. The record, my name is Doug Decker, Oregon State Forest. Senator Hensley, your question was about any specific dedication of the 5.0 to east side versus west side. As you know, the program has been, we believe it has been successful and effective in building, in increasing social, economic, environmental outputs on federal land on the east side. And so we're looking to try to expand that appropriately to the west side. There is not a specific line item in the 5.0 that that indicates what would be worked on the west side and what would be worked on the east side. I think that clearly the significant amount of opportunity exists on the east side. That's where the program began. That's where it will continue to expand. The Forest Service has focused their energy and brought their dollars really focused on the east side. So I think that there will be a significant body of work that remains there. We'd hope to export those ideas and that processes not to the same scale. We need to keep going with the progress and the momentum that we have on the east side, but we need to export that as we can on the west side. So I would see, probably the majority of the funds, a preponderance of the funds being used on the east side, but some on the west side as well, without restriction in the package.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I think good to hear that. I wanted to make sure that we didn't neglect what we've got going there to expand it, and it sounds like we're not planning to do that, and I'm all for it.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, Senator Denbrough.
Thank you. And just following up on that, Doug, so this the current proposal is how much of an increase over where we have been in the current biennium?
The current biennium, we're at about $3 million. So this will take, this is a $2 million increase over where we've been. We had asked initially for 6.05, and we built the proposal on the basis of it being scalable. We recognize that it is scalable.
Thank you.
Right. Are there any other questions?
Actually, I do have another question.
Yeah,
for Doug.
Senator Denbrough.
So we just talked about the Fern system. Mm-hmm. So can you remind us of what the new capability will be under the when the current allocation is spent on the Fern system?
You bet. I'd be glad to. Senator Denbrough, so you know what we've done with Ferns now is we've been able to create a kind of a bare bones automation of our notification system. So now landowners, operators can file that electronically online. They can file it. For many years, that's had to be a paper process. So we've essentially automated that electronically, and we're in the process of and part of these enhancements will allow us to kind of fine-tune and improve, I would say, kind of operational aspects of the system that we have. They're simple improvements that when you use it enough, you realize, I wish that map was here. I wish I could click here to do that. So there's those types of operational improvements that we'll be able to do as a result of this funding, as well as to be able to take our subscription system, which now is by mail, and to take that and essentially automate that and make that electronic. So those are the two components of the enhancements that are in the package that Matt just described.
And the expense to the subscribers will be reduced?
Correct. Right. So the intent is that there will not be an expense to the subscription.
Other questions? All right. Seeing none, is there a motion to move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5019?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5019.
All right. Representative Clinton moved the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Yes, Representative Hack.
I just wanted to declare that I'll be a no today. I think given the budget notes that have come and gone, I just can't in good faith today be anything but a no. While I'm supportive of some of the policy packages, in particular 3549, I think I'm just at this point still disheartened with the fact that we've taken such a huge asset and it's now a liability. I just am not comfortable with being a yes. I may change my mind when it hits the floor, but at this point I'm going to be a no.
Thank yes, Representative Parrish.
Thanks. So first, I'd like to thank the department. I've had a great legislative session working with you this year on forestry bills. I'm also going to be a no, and I've got a couple different reasons. One, I have a concern about several of the natural resource budgets that we're starting to see, and sort of the bigger implication for what is happening with our natural resource budgets, certainly the Dagami budget having a shortfall, the ODF&W budget having a shortfall. The Department of Forestry has an asset to go out and use to generate revenue, and we're not using it at the clip that I think we need to be using it to help sustain the budget, certainly put money into the Common Schools Fund when we have shortfalls. I've talked to a lot of agency heads in the natural resource world, and of course one thing nobody wants to actually have an honest conversation with about in front of us is the fact that, you know, the budget's going to have a request for, say, $10 for cost of employees, and we're going to approve the budget up or down, and they're going to go out and we're going to give them a budget. We're going to all go home, and then outside of us, the executive branch is going to come in and negotiate with employees and give them maybe $12. And they're going to come back in another budget cycle and have the same problem. I mean, until we stop that, these budgets are constantly not going to work. And I've had that conversation, not with you, sir, but with many agency heads who don't put that into their presentation. I have real concerns about that. One of the other things is several of you heard on the House side, heard me make an announcement maybe about 10 weeks ago that we were going to convene a what we're calling a checkbook caucus, actually going through the transparency website and looking at expenses. And we're very close to bringing back a bill that will reduce agency spending across all agencies in certain budget categories. And some of those categories that we're looking at are things like professional development and out-of-state travel and sort of things that I would consider personally, and some of us who are meeting on Tuesday nights sort of consider maybe not core to the mission. Those expenses for the forestry department total right now about $3 million of things that maybe don't necessarily drive the actual mission. So, and I've not had a chance to talk with you about that, but I've had other agency heads in. We sort of divided and conquered to the best of our possibility with the few handful of us who've showed up to those meetings on a regular basis. But across those handful of categories that we're addressing statewide, it equals $210 million across all state agencies. And so I'm going to reserve my right to change my vote on the floor, but right now I still have a lot more questions, so I can't in good faith actually give a yes vote today.
Yeah. Thank you both for your concerns. Is there more discussion? All right, seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? We have Representative Hack and Representative Parrish. Are there any other objections to the motion? All right, seeing none, the motion carries. And we'll move on to key performance measures.
Thank you, Chair. Co-Chair Rayfield, member of the subcommittee. The next item is the key performance measures. The key performance measures are in your package, of course, and the Oregon Department of Forestry has requested the deletion of KPMs 7A and 7B and to replace those measures with a new measure that essentially excludes industrial forest lands from the goal of increasing number of acres certified by a third party or subject to an approved management plan as meeting and often exceeding the Forest Practices Act. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the proposed KPM 7 not be adopted and existing KPM 7 A and B be continued, as well as Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that KPM 14, the forest biomass utilization, be deleted. ODF relies on information reported by the U.S. Energy Information Administration for the to report a quantity under the KPM, but the EIA has not reported this data since 2010. So without any data, it seems silly to continue this KPM. And in discussing this with the agency, we will, during the ensuing biennium, try to find an appropriate KPM that deals with forest biomass that is measurable.
So do we have a motion to move the LFO recommendations on key performance measures?
Chair, I move the LFO recommendations on key performance measures. Key performance measures.
Representative Klem has moved the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Key performance measures. Is there any discussion on that motion? All right. Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. And now we'll move on to, we've had a couple of last-minute budget notes that have been put in. Just kidding, for all those texting out there. Just playing around. Too soon? Too soon? Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to the changes to the appropriation bill. Hearts are jumping. I can see them.
Co-Chair Rayfield, members of the subcommittee. LFO's recommended changes to the appropriation bill includes a budget of $62,937,941 general fund, $7,481,960 lottery funds, $225,656,455 other funds, $34,793,265 federal funds, including in the budget is 1,196 positions comprising 875.04 FTE, and that House Bill 5919 be amended by the -3 amendment to reflect those amounts.
Okay. We just need a motion to adopt the -3 amendment to House Bill 5019.
Mr. Chair, I move the -3 amendment be adopted to House Bill 1519.
Representative Klem moves the -3 be adopted to House Bill 5019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to the motion? No objection. The motion carries. We just need the final motion to move House Bill 5019 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5019 to the full committee. To the full committee.
As amended.
With a due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Clem has moved House Bill 5019 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended. Senator Hansel.
Just under discussion, I'm supportive of the bill. I think a lot of work has been done on it as it is. If it gets tweaked or changed or whatever in the process from here on out, I reserve the right to vote no on it. But I think it's a good, solid budget, and I'm supportive.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? I'm seeing no discussion. Is there any objection to the motion? Representative Parrish and Representative Hack are objecting to the motion. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, motion carries. And Senator Hansel, you have. Are you still willing to take this to the full end of the floor?
I would.
Okay. And then on the House side, Representative Gothberg will take it to the floor. I assume that was kind of the wave right there.
Always good. Happy to help, Mr. Chair.
All right. With that, we will go ahead and close the work session and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.